Lead ball took a piece of scalp from above Johnny's ear. His blood started dripping on his buckskin. He leaned out beside his tree and shot back 3 inches more accurately at a British provincial marksman on the top of King's Mountain. Johnny began to reload when the bayonet started coming. Too slow. Back down the hill, British steel slashed Johnny's arm and shoulder. On an October day in 1780, on a trail in the Blue Ridge Mountains, John Patriot Doe could go no further. After they stopped Patrick Ferguson at King's Mountain, his friends diverted their attention from securing the prisoners and stopping Cornwallis. They worked instead on stopping his bleeding. They treated his wounds as well as they might in the confusion and rubble of a battlefield. The noise of gunfire quieted. The wailing of the wounded and dying rose in its place. Johnny felt bad for not giving his share to protecting the gains of the victory. He knew that Jane Doe was a master in treating hunting accidents, farming wounds, and snake bites. He wanted to relieve his militia attendants from his load on them. With some food in his belly and some rest, it would a bigger staffs, Johnny was feeling better. He slipped away from the camp. Before he reached Kathy's plantation, his situation had degraded. He was hungry. His bandage had failed and the wound reopened. Before Johnny reached Yellow Mountain, he was exhausted. Unable to go farther, he rested beside the trail. He awoke shivering, too dizzy to stand. John Patriot Doe was not too dizzy to know that he would soon get angelic relief from the pain in his stomach and the pains in his arm and shoulder. He might never be found. Nobody in Philadelphia might ever miss him. In his final prayer, he asked for relief from the pains in his heart. Please provide care for Jane and Bud and Sis. Please bless the Patriots and the Union. We don't know all the King's Mountain casualties. The bronze plaque on the obelisk lists some unknowns and some who were not there. It fails to list some who we know were there. Let's make a virtual bronze plaque for each of the real John Patriot Does who paid a price at King's Mountain for our liberty.